Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Life a knife on me, I don't know where I would be.
In the
Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But later on, Jesus said, amen, something along the line. Blessings of those who have heard and have not seen. Hallelujah. But yet they still believe. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people that got to speak to believe. Praise God. He didn't have to speak. Praise God that Jesus was there. He heard Jesus was there. Now look, it didn't say he heard Jesus preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. It just said that he heard Jesus was in the city. Hallelujah. Praise God. He heard Jesus was there. He heard Jesus was there. Praise God. He didn't actually hear him for himself, but he heard that he was there. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us haven't had that experience where we heard God for ourselves. At least we don't know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're looking with our eyes trying to see, where is he? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where is my answer? We try to find it with our eyes. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us many times that we don't really see with our eyes.
Faith.
Hallelujah. He said faith came by hearing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then he tells us to hear by the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But faith come by hearing. Praise God. Amen. Not just God's faith, but any kind of faith come by hearing. What are you listening to? Whatever's going in your ear, hallelujah, that's what's building your faith. Praise God. If you listen to negative, hallelujah, you're going to have negative faith. Faith is defined as a strong belief. So you're going to have a strong belief that something good is going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when this man heard, his faith was more what he heard. He heard Jesus was there. And even if he could see him for himself, he didn't know what Jesus looked like. So he just had faith in something that he could not see. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's the level of faith God wants us to get to. He wants us to have faith in the things that we cannot see. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Praise God. He wants us to have that kind of faith that we can't even imagine what God's going to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. This man did not even imagine that God was going to get to my side. But let's continue. Before we get into that, praise God. Hallelujah. It says he began to cry out when he heard that it was Jesus. He began to cry out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. He didn't go into, you know, when we try to get ourselves together, we try to get ourselves up before we go to Jesus, before we come to church, before we get out, we, you know, we have to get my life together, this and the other. He just started crying out. Praise God. Hallelujah. What did he cry at? He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God. Have mercy on me. Hallelujah. When you ask God for mercy, you basically saying, look, I don't deserve, hallelujah, anything that you give me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So therefore, I'm asking that you have mercy on me because I haven't earned what I'm about to ask you for. Hallelujah. I haven't dedicated to me. It's not mine to have. Praise God. I don't deserve it. I ain't done nothing to deserve it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all I can do is have mercy. See, some people approach God like they deserve what they ask me for. Hallelujah, Lord. I say it three times a week. Hallelujah. I go to church every Sunday. I go to Bible study every Wednesday. Hallelujah. I do all the religious things so you feel like you deserve. Hallelujah. We say it all the time. It's the children's prayer. The Bible says it's the children's prayer. I deserve the children's prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But this man didn't approach this in that direction. And when he says, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And in verse 28, it says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know what that means? They told him to shut up. You need to be quiet. You need to quit doing all that shouting. Hallelujah. All that crying. Hallelujah. What's all that for? Hallelujah. Jesus is a busy man. He ain't got time to hear you. You your little bag and step on the side of the road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to be quiet. And it says, hallelujah, praise God. But he cried the more of great fear. In other words, he got loud. Hallelujah, praise God. He didn't let what the people were telling, hallelujah, affect what he was trying to do. Praise God. Sometimes he gets, you know, we get to rolling with God and doing stuff, and then we get other people telling you shouldn't say that. You should be quiet. You should sit down. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You got to get along to get along. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And we start letting people affect our cry. Hallelujah. We might still be crying, but we might be crying in some gold. Hallelujah, amen. We might have a fire in the field. Now we just got a little fire going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us might shut up completely because we think they right. Hallelujah, praise God. But this man did not listen to the people around him. He did not let the people around him shut up. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, it says he cried more of great fear. Thou, son of David, have mercy on me. Praise God, hallelujah. And when he shouted more, see, don't think Jesus didn't know what was going on. Praise God. Many times in the text, you read that people were thinking stuff. Hallelujah. People were talking about each other, whispering. Hallelujah. Jesus would see what they were thinking. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus would see what they were talking about. And would ask them to just be part of the conversation. Praise God. There's no doubt that all the activity that's going on around them, that Jesus zeroed in on the fact that if somebody calling after me, and if somebody telling them to shut up, but they won't shut up, praise God, hallelujah, they'll be in persistence with their crying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they're not letting the people around them stop them. Hallelujah, because they on a mission to get something from me. Hallelujah, and they're going to get it regardless of what they've done. Hallelujah, or regardless of what the people around them are doing. Hallelujah, regardless of what they've done, because you said, have mercy. Look, I know I done messed up. Glory to God. See, we got to get to that point where we say, I know I done messed up, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Ain't that how you do it, mama? You do mama and daddy like that, don't you? You know you done messed up, praise God. Hallelujah, but when you get locked up, who you going to call? Mom, I need bail money. Glory to God. Mom, I need you to pay this night bill. Glory to God. Mom, I need to pay this part note. Hallelujah. Mom, I need to come pick me up. Hallelujah. I know I just cussed you out last week. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know I ain't keep my room clean the way I was supposed to. Hallelujah. I know I went to school and I was bad and you told me to be good. I know I did everything opposite of what you told me to do, but I'm going to ask you anyway because you mom. Because you did it. You supposed to look past all of my fault. God say, when are you going to start looking at me in that same light? When are you going to start saying, God, I'm not worthy enough to come to you? When Jesus told you several times that I was your father. If I'm your father, I'm supposed to look past your fault. Because I'm your dad. Hallelujah. Besides what you do, it is my responsibility. We talked last week about responsibility as a shepherd. It is my responsibility to take care of you, but you don't come to me. Hallelujah. You try to get it done yourself because you are spoon. You think I'm going to say no. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this man, hallelujah, said, I ain't going to even worry about what I did. Have mercy on me. I ain't going to worry about what the people around me are doing. I'm going to scream aloud. Hallelujah. Praise God. And verse 49 says, and Jesus stood still. Praise God. Hallelujah. This situation was going on by God in his strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was in movement. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But when he heard this man shout, and I heard the fact that he wouldn't shut up, hallelujah, he stopped in his track and he said, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and commanded him to be called. Hallelujah, amen. And he says, commanded him, like he said, he understand the word and the right of the word. Hallelujah. He's saying, amen, bring that, whoever that is, hallelujah, bring it to me. That's what he said. Hallelujah, praise God. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Hallelujah, rise. He calleth thee. Praise God. Cheer up. Hallelujah. Put a smile on your face. Hey, he got good food. I know we just told you to shut up, glory to God, but he wants you. Hallelujah. He calleth for you. He's sending for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it says, be of good comfort. He calleth thee. And verse 50, hallelujah, amen, is where we get to the subject today. It says, and he cast away his garment, rose and came to thee. Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Praise God. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Praise God. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Praise God. Let's go back up to verse 50. It says, and he casting away his garment, amen, rose and came to thee. And Jesus answered, verse 51 says, and Jesus answered, said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? In other words, what you want me to do for you? Praise God. But let's go back. Verse 50. Casting away his garment. Hallelujah. We need to understand the importance of garment. Hallelujah. The garment was a coat. Some say it was a coat. Some say it was a sash. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But whatever it was an identifying garment. Hallelujah. That identified him as not only being the son of Tobias. Hallelujah. But also being blind. Hallelujah. And being a beggar. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's because of this coat or this garment that he wore. Praise God. That he was able to eat everything. Hallelujah. Because when people saw him, they automatically knew he was blind. They automatically knew he was a beggar. Therefore, hallelujah, they put a little change in his cup. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He just had to sit there with his shades on and his little change and a little cup. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they just stopped by, got change, because they knew, hallelujah, amen, who he was by what he had on. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's significant about this particular blind man is it says he cast his garment away. Hallelujah. He cast the thing that identified, the thing that was able to his lifeline, so to speak. Hallelujah. Amen. The way he made his money. Praise God. He put that away, his identity, who he was at that time. He cast it away before, hallelujah, Jesus even asked him, what you want me to do? Before he even knew what Jesus wanted. Hallelujah, praise God. That's the kind of faith he had. Jesus could have wanted anything. Hallelujah. He could have wanted them to shut up. Hey, you heard people tell you to shut up, right? Praise God. You know, we got some preachers like that. We got people like that. Like, you heard the people tell you to shut up, and you still hollering. You're making a scene. You need to go over there, sit down, and shut up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He could have wanted anything. Praise God. But what did Jesus want? He wanted to do whatever he wanted for him. Praise God. Because he saw his faith. Hallelujah. If he just heard, praise God. Amen. If he hear me calling at him, hallelujah. Amen. If he hear me saying, have mercy on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he had so much confidence. That's also another definition of faith. Confidence.
He has so much confidence in Jesus that without knowing what he wanted, he let go of who he was. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's one issue that when we say we're trying to get ourselves together. Hallelujah. We're trying to get ourselves right. Before we can get ourselves right, we got to let go of who we are. That's the only thing we got to do. Praise God. Amen. We got to let go of if you a gangster, you got to let that go. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you are a bad bee, you got to let that go. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you a bad chaser, you got to let that go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever personality that you put on for the people. Hallelujah. We're talking about this is the way he made his money. This is the way he got by. Praise God. Some of us are getting by on facade. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
The fact that, you know, it says,
my headphone died. Let me see if I can. Amen. Bless God. All right. Y'all can hear me. Y'all can hear me. I think y'all can. Amen. Yeah, according to this, y'all can. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He was on the side of the highway living that fast life. Amen. And like First Lady pointed out, amen. Hallelujah. All these people coming by, this could have been Big Bank Day. Hallelujah. Amen. This could have been the day he would have got the bag today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But like she pointed out, money wasn't that important. The important thing to him, hallelujah, amen, was getting mercy, getting healed. Hallelujah. A lot of us need to understand in order to advance out of our situation, we got to be ready to let go of our situation. Some of us won't let our situation go because it's profitable. Hallelujah. Amen. You know you shouldn't be at that job, but that job pay. It pay well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we know we shouldn't be there.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We know we shouldn't do a lot of things that we do. Hallelujah. Amen. But we do them anyway because it's profitable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We getting paid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But blind by the man said, I got to let all that go. Hallelujah. And that's the point we got to get to. See, we think we can walk with Christ and let little things go as we go. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this man got healed because he let everything go right then and there. That garment was everything he was. Amen. He denied himself who he was. Praise God. Amen. The thing that identified him. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had to let it go. It's some things we got to let go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We want to be healed, but we don't want to let go of the disability check. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you want to be healed. But God, why would I heal you if you're going to walk around with a walking cane anyway, acting like you're not healed? Glory to God. Do God get glory in that? Because the glory is letting somebody know. God healed me. God delivered me. Praise God. What's the use of me delivering you if you're going to keep acting like you a sinner? Praise God. Hallelujah. You're going to keep running with the same crowd. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Doing some of the same things. Amen. Acting like you the saved one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What good is that, praise God, for me to deliver you? Hallelujah. You don't act delivered. God gets no glory. Hallelujah. So here we are, blind Bartimaeus. He had to let go. Well, he didn't have to. That's what he did. God didn't even, this is the thing you need to see. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't even ask him to let go of who he was. This is something he just did. He knew, I'm not going to need this no more. Hallelujah. Some of us need to, you know, them phone numbers you keep in your phone, even though you dating somebody new, you still got these numbers in your phone. Praise God. You want to be somebody new. You want to meet somebody new. You want a whole different life, but you still got these old numbers in your phone. Praise God. Backup plans. Hallelujah. You still got these friends on Facebook. You still, hallelujah, letting people slide into your DMs. You still, hallelujah, putting up with this behavior. Praise God. Still keeping a part of who you used to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wanting to be somebody else. But blind Bartimaeus understood, if I want to be somebody else, I got to let go of who I am right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it says, casting away his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What do you want me to do for you? See, you got to be willing to let. See, we'll let it go once we know God going to do something for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll stop dating John. Hallelujah. Soon as Henry, amen, start looking at me like he want to date me. Oh, Lord, praise God, hallelujah. We'll break up with baby mama, praise God, but not until I know I got somebody else to replace them. Hallelujah. See, he let go without knowing. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to let go without knowing what the future's going to hold, praise God. That's what they call faith. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. So that's what he did. He let it go. He rose and came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, what you want me to do? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Hallelujah. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Hallelujah. There's a comma right there, so we need to pause. Immediately he received his sight. Immediately he got the thing he wanted from God. Hallelujah. But I wonder if he would have got it if he wouldn't have cast away his garment. If he wouldn't have let go of being blind. See, the garment identified him as being a blind beggar. So he let go of being blind before he received his sight. Hallelujah. You got to have faith that God going to do it before he even, praise God, asks you what you want. Hallelujah. Before he even say what you want, you got to be willing to let it go. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to pack your bags and walk out of that abusive relationship. Hallelujah. That toxic relationship. Praise God. You got to be willing to quit that job before you have another job because you know that job ain't healthy for your spirituality. Glory to God. You got to be willing to let go of the circle of friends that you got now. Hallelujah. Amen. And hopes. See, hope is a sure thing. When God said, when we hope, it may happen, and we leaning on the side that it will, that's our kind of hope. But God's kind of hope is a sure thing. Hallelujah. It ain't our hope. No, it's our hope. When you hope with God, that means it's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of hope. That's the kind of faith that blind Bartimaeus had. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He needed to drop that blind off his name. Hallelujah. Some things we need to drop off our name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Them nicknames, they done added to. Hallelujah. Amen. That identify us by the things we do. Hallelujah. Oh, that's hardhead Jason over there. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's fast tail Keisha over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's hothead James over there. Praise God. That's knock 'em out Sally over there. Praise God. Some of us, we need to drop them prefixes and them suffixes off our name. Glory to God. And we got to let it go. Praise God. Before we get to Jesus. Because he's already calling. This is what we got to understand. We already passed calling out. Once we call out, he's calling for us. Praise God. When you begin to cry out the louder, like back at hallelujah in verse 49 and verse 48, he began to cry out the louder when people told him to be quiet, when people told him to shut up, hallelujah, amen. That's the point we need to be at right now where we crying out the louder, praise God, hallelujah. And we need to be letting go of who we used to be, praise God, in order to become who we want to be, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on today. And he said, go thy way. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, that's the good thing about God. When God do stuff for us, he don't say, now you got to follow me. Now you got to. Because I did this. That's the kind of God we have, praise God. That's how we do our children. We know they're going to go and do what they're going to do anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's like mama. He's like daddy. Even though you're wrong, I'm going to go and bail you out this situation. I know you're going to get yourself back in it and call me again. But I got a hope, glory to God, that one day you're going to come out of this. Because I remember how I used to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if God brought me out, I have no doubt. I got faith that he's going to bring you out. But until he bring you out, hallelujah, I'm here. Praise God. He said, you can go your way. Thy faith has made thee whole. He said, immediately he received his sight. But look what he did. He followed Jesus in the way. He followed Jesus in the way. He said, you can go on and do whatever you're going to do, blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus now. Praise God. But he said, amen, I'm going to follow you. Hallelujah. Because of what, see, people think miracles don't change people. Hallelujah. Praise God. When people see what God can do for them, praise God, they begin to follow him. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And they don't have to. God don't make you follow him. Hallelujah. That makes me question when I see the things God do for some people and they refuse to follow God. Praise God. What's wrong with you? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Despite what he's done in your life since you've been alive, look what he did before you even came into existence. He died on a cross for your sins. Hallelujah. So that you can go into heaven. Hallelujah. So that you may receive eternal life. You ought to be serving him because of that. But you say, I love him. But just like he said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. If you love me, you do what I tell you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But that don't mean, amen, that I won't have mercy. Hallelujah on you. That's why David said his mercy is everlasting. His mercy don't run out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look how many times we done all messed up, and look how many times God done forgave us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even when people won't forgive you, God still will. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he followed Jesus. Hallelujah. In the way. When we end this transition, hallelujah, will we still follow Jesus in the way, or will we still go do our own thing? Hallelujah. That's the big question. There ain't no doubt God can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But there's two main things in this, hallelujah, that we got to be willing to do. We ain't got no time, no problem crying out to God when we need him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody in the world, hallelujah, when they get in trouble, where they run? To church. Hallelujah. Nobody got a problem with running. Atheists cry out to God when they need him. Hallelujah. Praise God. But can you let go of what you already have to get something that you ain't got yet before you even know if you're going to get it or not? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, hallelujah, the other hard thing is following him, staying with him after he done did what he did. Otherwise, we just using God. Just using him for what he can do. Hallelujah. And then when he done what he can do, praise God, we go about our way till we need him again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you got to give up something. Hallelujah. In order to get something. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't be walking around here with split personalities, spiritually bipolar. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you want God to change you into who you want to be, but you want to stay who you are until you're changed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you got split personalities. Hallelujah. Amen. And people look at you crazy. Hallelujah. You claiming you bipolar, but the truth is you won't let something go. That's why you keep snapping on people. Hallelujah. Because you won't let that go. That's why you keep cheating on your wife, because you won't let that go. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you keep sneaking back in the closet, because you won't let that go. Glory to God. But if you just let it go, God would show up and show out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But because you've been identified by that for so long, some of us are scared, the Lord says. He says some of y'all are scared to be something other than what you've been your whole life. You've been blind your whole life. Another definition of blind means being without knowledge. Sleep. Hallelujah. Some of us are scared to wake up because we don't want to accept the truth. We don't want to accept the truth about who God is, about our government, about the devil, about life, about people. We want that old saying, praise God, from that movie. You want the truth, hallelujah, but you can't handle the truth. Praise God. You don't want to accept the truth. Glory to God. So you'd rather stay blind. Hallelujah. You'd rather stay dumb. You'd rather stay stupid, because if you were to educate yourself, hallelujah, praise God, on what the Bible really says, if you were to educate yourself on what's really going on in the government, what's really going on in the world, it scares you, so you'd rather just stay blind so I can't see what's going on. Hallelujah, praise God. But God says if you want to reach your full potential of what I called you to be, hallelujah, what I molded you and shaped you to be, glory to God, hallelujah, amen. You got to take the blinders off, glory to God. You got to be willing to let go, hallelujah, and let God, hallelujah, amen. Anything else, First Lady? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for everybody called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. As we close, amen, the subject was today, you got to let go of something to get something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God today. Amen. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody that called in, we're going to open up the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's anybody on the phone lines today, if you got a comment, a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, the phone lines are open. Will there be one?
Amen. Elder Prevost, Pastor Prevost, this is Sister Alexandra. I thank God for you and the First Lady. I enjoyed your ceremony today. Amen. And you're right. Let go. Let God. Can't nobody do it but him. You can't lead, or you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Amen. So I just thank your service, your sermon today, because it was right on point. Amen. And I'm just glad that I tuned in to get that, because a lot of people are missing the message. We're missing the message about God. So we really need to, you know, we need to listen to the word. We need to try to walk right, not try to be users. Not to be users. You can't use God, even though you think you might be using God. You can't use God. You can't outdo him. You can't outdo him. So they might think they're getting away with something, but they're not getting away with anything. They're going to have to answer for everything they do. It'll come back to them. Trust me. It will be coming back around. Amen. So I thank you for your sermon today. It was right on point, and it's a very good topic. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for Sister Alexandra on today. Hallelujah. Y'all can check her out on Fridays, amen, at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Salt of the Earth, her and her daughter Kendra Coe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bring a dynamic message every week. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to tune in with her. Praise God. We thank God for her on today. We thank God for everybody that has called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. We have had a blessed time in the Lord. We want y'all to call in and tune in next week as well. Hallelujah. Same time, same channel, 3 p.m. Central Time. Amen. 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We got that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more comments, any more prayer requests?
Yes, Sister Kendra. So I have a praise report that I got my surgery date. It's coming on March 23rd, I think. Yeah. So they approved me for my surgery and everything. So I'll be going to surgery on March 23rd. So pray for me.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, we thank God. First of all, Lord, we want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you be with Sister Kendra on today and forward to her surgery, Lord. Guide the hands of the doctors, Lord. Let you be in charge, Lord. Hallelujah. Do what you do and be God all by yourself, Lord. And we await the testimony, hallelujah, of how she came through safe, sound, and unharmed, hallelujah. Better, come out better than she was before, hallelujah, Lord. And we thank God for the testimony of how she's going to praise your name, how she's going to magnify you, hallelujah, because she knew that you were there every step of the way, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you on today. We praise you and we magnify your name. Lord, touch her mother on today. Lord, keep leading and guiding Sister Alexandra, Lord. Hallelujah. To reach her maximum potential with you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you for everything you're doing in their ministry, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the message that you put in our hearts every week, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Any more prayer requests or testimonies on today? Amen. Well, we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We will be back on next week, same time, same channel. So we invite each and every one of you, hallelujah, to come and get some of that word on We Got That Word. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out at this time. Amen. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for being you. And that's God all by yourself, Lord. Thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. In order to get something, we got to give up something, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for showing your mercy, showing your grace, for being with us every single step of the way. Hallelujah. Day in and day out, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on today. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. We love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God and don't forget to say your prayers. And just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on We Got That Word.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you say?
Cause I'm down with Christ. Dog child, a new nation, and we still alright. Well, alright.